honor to the kingdom of God. I want to think this morning on the subject of treasures in heaven. We've noted some things and noted that we have treasures in the Lord, and of course He's in heaven, but He has not always been there. Thank God He came and He dwelt among men. He became man and He dwelt among us. And we, as the Bible says, we as many looked and beheld the glory of the Son of God. And now, by the eye of faith, we still behold the glory of the Lord. We have treasures in the house of God, and they are very precious in these days in which we live. But I'm glad, thank God, we have treasures in heaven. We have some things that are stored up and should be storing up for us over on the other side, and literally, truly, they are treasures in the Lord. Treasures in heaven. Note what a thrilling statement that is to think about, that all that we have is not just in this life. Thank God for that. Everything that we own today is nothing compared to the glories and the beauty and the joy of one day what heaven will be for the child of God. Heaven is the place where all the redeemed are or will be. Now, they're not all there yet because we that are saved are not there. But in the final state, in the final abode, heaven is the place of all the redeemed of all ages from the very beginning to the very end. And there we should, the Bible says, lay up our treasures in heaven. And I'm glad this morning that we can do that. We have joys that are before us today. I'm glad that we have been taken from bankruptcy, and we have the blessings of the Lord upon us today because we're saved. We've been taken from poverty, and now we have prosperity because of the grace of God that has been freely given to each of us. We are no longer under slavery to sin, but we have become a son of God. We are under the sonship of the Lord. We are a child of the King, and we're joint heirs with the God of heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ, no longer are we under the judgment of God, but the joint heirs of the Lord. We that have been depraved and are depraved in our nature, thank God, by Jesus Christ, we have been given a divine nature, the nature of Jesus, and we one day shall go to Him where He is. There we shall be also forever and forever with Him, world without end through the endless ages. Thank God for that. But we have yet more in the future. As the saying is, the best is yet to come. We have a lot of good things in this life, but the best is yet to come. And that is the place of heaven is what I want us to think about this morning. Now in Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, we have here in this chapter, we have a rich man. Now if you'll study the Gospel of Luke, you'll find that there are three rich men in Luke that are lost, and you can compare them. Some seem to tend to believe that they're the same man. I'm not sure about that, but I know that you can take those three men and can find some familiarity between them and some relationship between them. In Luke chapter 18, where we read, we find the sensitive man, and he is wandering after the things of God, and he's desiring some things of the Lord. He realizes the importance of eternal things. And I believe today there are some lost people that realize the importance of eternal things, and it's our job as a child of the King to tell them how they can have those eternal things, and it's through the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. Then if you go back to Luke chapter 12, you'll find there's a successful man, and he's trusting in his fortunes, and he has barns, and he's going to pull down those barns. He's going to build better barns and bigger barns, and he is no longer interested and not interested in eternal things, but he's interested just in temporal things and those that which he can grab hold of and can look to, and he's a very successful man. Then in Luke chapter number 16, you find a suffering man. There he is tormented in the flame of hell, but oh, I'm glad, and I can declare to you this morning that you don't have to be just a man that or a lady that can be successful. You don't have to be a man that or a lady that is just sensitive to the things of God. And you're not a person that you do not have to die and suffer in a devil's hell. But I'm glad you can be saved, can be born again by the Spirit of God, and have the joys and the treasures that are awaiting us on the other side, the treasures of heaven for the child of God. These three were last. But I'm glad this morning we can have treasures and do have treasures in heaven. What are some of these treasures that we have? What are some of the things that are before us that we can look to as a child of God? Now, primarily this morning, I'm going to be speaking to those of us that are born again, because there's nobody else that has any treasures in heaven except those that have been born again by the Spirit of the Lord. We have been given a new life, we've been given a new home, and we have those treasures that are in heaven. I find that, well, first of all, I want us to look at, we're going to have a released spirit. I think about the Word of God and how it tells us that we are bound today by this old body of flesh in which we live in. If you will, turn to Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, And I want to read a few verses here, and I want us to think about this thing of being bound in our spirit. But thank God, when we get to heaven, we're going to be released. Our spirit is going to be released once again, and we'll find, and thank God, we'll realize it's all because of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, and verse number 1 says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." Verse number 2, "While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because of their few, and those that look out through their windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the buzz of music shall be brought low. Also then they shall be afraid of that which is nigh, fear shall be in the way, and almond trees shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern." Now notice verse number 7. "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." Thank God, this morning, one day, when we leave this life, our spirit is going to be released. We're going back to God. He that has made us and has remade us, regenerated us by the power of God, by the Lord Jesus Christ, he has given us a long home that we're going through. And one day our spirit shall be released, and we're going to be with the Lord forever, no longer to be under the bondage of this old sinful nature which we possess. No longer are we going to be under bondage to this body in which God has given us. Today we're bound, and today we falter and fail. But thank God, one day when we get to heaven, those things shall be over with. They shall be past. And in times past, our spirit was in a disobedience. But thank God, now we've been made the children of obedience. Ephesians chapter number 2 says, "And ye have been quickened, or made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince, the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." But now, thank God, we have an obedient spirit, because one day we came to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. If you would, turn over to 1 Peter chapter number 1. And verse number 2, it says, we'll go back and get verse number 1. It says, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus and Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit." Notice that we have been saved. We are a child of God through the sanctification of the Spirit of man. And the Spirit of God has come upon us. We have been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience. We that are saved, we are to be obedient unto the Lord. But there's trials that come upon us, and every once in a while, very often, many times, we falter and fail, not because our spirit is weak, but because our flesh is weak. Our body does not want to cooperate with God, and we yield to temptation. We go away from God, and our spirit within us, the Spirit of God, and that redeemed spirit, that sanctified spirit that we own, it is bound down by the body. But thank God, when we get to heaven, when we leave this whole walk of life, our spirits are going to be released, and we're going to be just like the Lord in glory. The Bible tells us here that we have the desires, and we have taken unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. We have been born again by the Spirit, but we must also realize that we dwell in this tabernacle of flesh, and this old tabernacle is in disobedience. Our old sinful nature, that old Adamic nature, is against God. It's against everything that God wants us. But thank God, we have a new nature. We have a new life. And one day when we get to heaven, we're going to have no longer the trials and the testings of this old body. No longer are we going to be troubled with disease. No longer are we going to be troubled with departing from the Word of God and the message of God. No longer are we going to have troubles in distinguishing right and wrong. Thank God, we're going to be with Him throughout all the endless ages. And that's a treasure for the believer that's in heaven. That's awaiting us. We have much to live for. We have much to realize. A lot of good things, but folks, the best is yet to come. Do you realize that you're not going to have to worry one day about having your heartaches and your troubles? You're not going to have to worry anymore about your body wearing out and wearing down and running down. You're not going to have to worry about the eyesight. You're not going to have to worry about the ears. You're not going to have to worry about the heart. Thank God we're going to be released in our spirit when we get to heaven. We'll have a new body. All things will be made new there in heaven. And that is the treasure, one of the great treasures of the child of God that's awaiting us in heaven. One day we shall go to be with the Lord, and our spirits that have been tested by weakness, our spirits that have been tempted by the wicked one. We have been many times terrified by words of people, but thank God one day we're going to have the blessings of God, and we're going to thrill to the wonders of God's grace of the glories of heaven. The Bible says that we have not even imagined the joys and the beauty of what heaven shall be. The Bible tells us that He has gone to prepare a place for us. It says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, but I go prepare a place for you. And we as a child of God, we as the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we not only have a mansion, thank God we have a place that He's prepared for us that's far greater than the mansion that we might ever think about. We think of great homes and we think of mansions of being magnificence and beauty and having all the luxuries of the world. But folks, we can't even imagine what God has waiting for us. We cannot even fathom, our minds cannot comprehend the beauty of heaven, or the gates of heaven. The gates of the city are made of one pearl. 12 gates of 12 pearls, the foundation of God, the street of gold. All those things are because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's the treasure of God for the believer that we're going to one day occupy that place. He's made it and He's going to give it to us. The treasures of heaven, having our spirits released, our spirit no longer tried by the weariness of the flesh. The Bible tells us many times we get weary in well-doing. That'll not be that way then. I'm glad when we get to heaven, we're going to worship and we're going to adore. We're going to honor the God of heaven throughout all the endless ages, and we're never going to get tired of it. Never going to have a headache. Never going to have a wrong feeling. Never going to have those things that buffet us in this life. Paul says there's a sin that does so easily beset each of us. I don't know what it is in your life. I don't know what it is in your life. But there's a sin in all of our lives that easily besets upon us and brings us down and destroys us if we will permit it to do that. But thank God when we get to heaven, no more sin. Thank God for that. No more sorrow. No more grief, pain. No more troubles over on the other side. Thank God we have a joy that's awaiting us. Our spirits will be thrilled and are thrilled by the Word of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, if you would, chapter number 90 and verse number 10. One day we're going to leave this world. We're going to go out of here. Our spirit shall be released and we're going to be with God. Psalm chapter number 90 and verse number 10 says, the days of our years are 80 years. And if by reason of strength there be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Thank God when we fly away, when we go out of this life, when we go out of this place, thank God those days of strength that are before us, those years, whether it be 70 years, or whether it be 80 years, God tells us there in that chapter that it's all full of sorrow. And the Bible says that man is, his days are like a weaver's shuttle. They pass by very quickly and very swiftly. And the Bible says they're full of trouble and sorrow. But thank God one day we're going to fly away out of here. We're going to go and be as David, we noted this morning. He wanted to get away from his trouble. He said, I'll take the wings of a dove and I'll fly away from here and be at rest. Thank God one day we will be. One day we'll have the joys and we'll have the rest that God has promised unto the people of the Lord. So we see that one of the joys of heaven, one of the treasures of heaven, one of the treasures that's darkness to this world is that, thank God, I'm going to heaven one day. You go out and talk to the world. You go out and talk to a lost person. They look at you like you're a fool. They look at you like you're silly because you want to think about, because you want to talk about, because all you want to do is think about heaven. Thank God there's nothing better to think about. But it's a treasure of darkness to the world that's been given to us by the light of God. The treasures of darkness, one of them. Not only do we have redemption in Him, not only do we have treasures in the house of God, but folks, we got treasures over on the other side. And one day, we're going to fly away and go receive those things. And our spirit shall be released. And we'll go to be with the Lord. No more buffeting. No more bodies that'll hurt and ache. No more discouragements that come of the mind. No more troubles that come in our soul because we're in heaven. And our spirits have been released. I think not only is that a treasure, but I think also of the great joy and the great beauty of our Savior is going to be our treasure, I believe. The resplendent beauty and glory of the Son of God. We will behold Him and we'll look upon Him. The Bible tells us, the Old Testament says that He's the fairest among 10,000. The Bible says in the Song of Solomon that He's altogether lovely. Thank God you can look at everything you want to look at, and Jesus Christ is more lovely. Right. He's altogether lovely, more than any other thing that you can see of God's creation. He's altogether lovely. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Thank God one day we're going to see the resplendent of glory and beauty of the Son of God, and we're going to bow before Him. Thank God, as a child of the King, as a Christian, we're going to bow and give our homage to Him because He's our King, and thank God we're going there one day. I don't know about you, but I think that's a treasure in my heart. That's one of the treasures in my treasure chest of the Lord, that I'm going to see Him one day face to face. I'm going to look upon He that was bruised and beaten, He that wore the crown of thorns upon His head, He that had His side pierced, His hands and feet nailed to an old legged cross. I'm going to look to Him, I'm going to bow to Him, and I'm going to thank God forever through all the ages for what He's done for me. Well, that's a treasure. What does the word treasure mean anyway? It means something that is very rare, something very beautiful, something that's very costly. Those things are treasures. And I tell you what this morning, heaven's a rare place. There's not but one place like that in all the universe. Heaven's a real place. Heaven is a place where people go. And hell is just as real as heaven is. We need to warn people of the coming judgment of God. People need to be saved. They need to be born again. I'd hate to base my life and my eternity on what some people base their eternity on. I'd hate to base my eternity on how I felt. Because sometimes I don't feel so well. I'd hate to base my eternity on what somebody told me because somebody might lie to me. But I thank God you can base your eternity on what thus saith the Lord. The Word of God, salvation that has been given to all men freely and openly if we will but believe. We'll go to be with the Lord. He is the fairest of 10,000. He is the rose of Sharon. He is altogether lovely. And one day we're going to look upon Him. We're going to behold His face. And we're going to see He that died for us on Calvary. And there's a real treasure for the child of God. In the book of Revelation, we see Jesus Christ. We see His church. We see His city. And we see His coronation. Thank God you see all that. And I'm glad one day I'm going to see the Lord. I'm going to see Him face to face. I'm glad one day I'm going to see a city, that heavenly Jerusalem that comes down from heaven, comes down from God out of heaven as a bride adorned for a husband. And it's going to come, and we're going to see that. We're going to be in that, by the way. We're going to be a part of that. And we're going to see the coronation. Thank God He's going to be crowned King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We're going to see Him, and that's the treasure of the believer. That is the treasure of the child of God in heaven. Oh, may God help us to realize that this thing of being a Christian is not just a haphazard thing, but folks, there's something worth living for. There's something worth giving ourselves to because God has laid on the other side for us the treasures of heaven. We need to realize how much it is to understand that we're going to see the glory of God. I found in the Old Testament Moses wanted to see the face of God. And God said, Moses, you cannot do that and live. But He said, I'll put you in the cliff of rock, and I'll hide you there, and I'll just let you see behind the part as I go by. And the glory of God shone upon Moses, and his face shined. Amen. Oh, but one day we're going to be able to see Him face to face. This old body would, I believe, literally explode if we saw the glory of God in our sinful way. But one day we're going to be changed. We're going to see Him. I find in the New Testament that the Apostle Paul saw a little bit of the glory of God. I find that Stephen, as he was being stoned, he looked up into heaven, and there Jesus was standing, and I believe he beheld the glory of the Son of God to welcome him home. I believe John saw the glory of God there. He writes about it in the book of the Revelation. We see how he's described the beauty and the things of the Lord. But thank God one day we're going to behold Him as nobody else has ever beheld Him. Those that are living, we're going to see Him as He is. Oh, thank God, what a treasure that is. What a treasure to know that we're going to be released and our bodies are not going to be taken and destroy us any longer. You know, there's a lot of people today not in the house of God just because their bodies won't let them be. There's a lot of folks this morning that would be in the house of God if they were physically able to be there, but their bodies will not let them be that way. But thank God one day that's going to be taken care of. One day that's going to be all taken care of, and they're going to have that release spirit, a new body and a new life before the Lord forever throughout the endless ages. A lot of folks use the body as an excuse not to serve God, but there are literally some that cannot serve God because of the ailments and the troubles of their body, but that'll be taken care of. Then we'll see the glory. We'll see that splendor of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll look upon Him, He that was pierced for us. He that died on Calvary's tree that we might have life. Then I think another thing that will be a joy for us. And I think another thing, it's a real treasure. If we could get a treasure chest and could just pull these things out imaginarily, we'd find that these things are joys and treasures of heaven. But I believe one of the greatest things, excuse me, that will ever be is that time that the reunion of the saints that have gone on to be with the Lord. I believe that's a treasure that can never be taken away. That's a treasure that's real. That's a treasure that we better grasp and hold on to. That we'll realize that that one day we're going to heaven. As a person gets older, I've heard people talk more and more. As they grow older in age, I hear them say, well, I think more about heaven than I used to think about it. You know why? Because we're getting closer there. And the closer you get to a place, the more you talk about it. If you go on a journey, if you go on a trip, the closer you get to your destination, the more you'll think about, well, what I'll do when I get there. Well, what's going to be planned for me when I get to this place? And the closer we get to heaven, the more we think about it. But I believe we'll realize one day one of the treasures of heaven is that we're going to be reunited with those that have gone on. Sorrows come when death comes, and things can never be the same again. But thank God, life is not just that, but life is eternity with the Lord. And those that have gone on before us, thank the Lord, one day we shall be reunited with them once again. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 3, chapter number 4 rather, and Paul says, but I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep, or precede them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now notice verse 17, Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Heaven one day will be the reality of all the redeemed of God. And I'm glad, thank God, that we can look and think about those that have gone on to heaven. And there's a treasure over there waiting. The Bible says that when He makes up His jewels, thank God, those that are born again are by the Spirit of God there in the book of Malachi. We are the jewels. We are the treasures of God. And we're going to meet them one day, those that have gone on before. And if time continues and the process of time goes on, we shall make that same trip they made. And we'll meet them there, and there's a treasure over on the other side. But I'm looking forward to this day, thank God, when Jesus shall descend from heaven, and the voice of the archangel shall sound, and the trump of God shall be blown, and we that are alive and remain are the dead in Christ, those old bodies that have gone back to the dust, there's something going to happen in the grave, and that new body is going to be given, and we're going to come up to be with the Lord, and we that are alive and remain, the Bible says we shall go up to be with them. Forever and forever, there's the treasure of the heavens, treasure of the believer there one day, the reunion of the saints of God, the sure hope of heaven. Just the sure hope of heaven is a treasure. But folks, it's more than just a hope. It's a reality. It's more than just a figment of imagination. It's a reality to know Jesus Christ and to have home in heaven and have the joys of God and to have these treasures that we're talking about. Oh, thank God this morning, one day we'll be have a great reunion day. A day that we shall see Him and we'll know Him and we'll have the comforts and joys of home. What a day that will be when we see the Lord. Oh, what a glorious day. I have a little old verse of the song here that we can all sing this probably. It says, I'll meet you in the morning by the bright riverside where all the sorrows are taken away. I'll be standing at the portals when the gates open wide. And at the end of life's long, dreary day, I'll meet you in the morning with a how do you do. We'll sit down by the river and with rapture, all acquaintance renew. You'll know me in the morning. Thank God we'll know those that have gone on to be with Him. And there's the treasures of the child of God. The treasures of heaven. It says you'll know me in the morning by the smile that I wear. When I meet you in the morning in that city that is built four square. Thank God those blessed old saints that are one by one going on to glory. the treasure that we have as a believer that's in heaven will be waiting for us. Life wouldn't be worth living if life was just like an animal. Wouldn't be worth it if we just lived and died and went back to the dust like a dog. Thank God the Bible says our spirit shall go back to be with the Lord. The Bible says our bodies are going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And those spirits that have gone to be with God will be reunited once again with a new body and will be forever with the Lord Jesus Christ throughout all the endless ages. And thank God that's a treasure for me, and it's a treasure for you as a believer. It's a treasure in heaven. It'll never take place on this earth. You see, there's some things that will happen here on earth that will not happen in heaven. But there are some things that will happen in heaven that will never take place here. And it's a rare thing. It won't happen but once. It's a rare thing. It's very, very beautiful. And the value of it is far greater than you might ever think. Just think about those that have gone on to be with the Lord. What a treasure it will be to sit down by the river and just talk. What a treasure. Then I find not only is the reunion of the saints a treasure, but I find the rewards for service also are treasures. I don't work because I am saved, but I want to work for the rewards that God has for me. The Bible tells us about crowns. You have the crown of life in James. You have the crown of righteousness in 2 Timothy. You have the crown of glory. You have the crown of rejoicing. You have the crown of the martyr. Those things are a crown. Those are rewards. And folks, all of us, we must stay busy and must stay active in the things of the Lord that we would receive those things that God wants us to have. There's rewards for us. I work because I want God to do something for me. Not just in this life, but folks, the Bible says we'll lay up treasures in heaven. Amen. Where moth and rust does not come in and corrupt, and where the thief does not break through and steal. We lay it up in heaven where all it's forever there. And there's the treasure of the child of God in the heavens. One day we're going to hear the conversation of the Lord. Not only do we have crowns, but we're going to hear the conversation of the Lord. He's going to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come on in." I want to hear that conversation. I've heard people talk about that when they get to heaven. They want to talk to Jonah and how it was in the whale's belly. They want to talk to Moses how it was up on the mountain. But I tell you what, I want conversation with my Savior. Amen. I'd like to ask him how he undertook all the things that he did. I'd like to ask him how it was there in the Garden of Gethsemane, how he sweat great drops of blood. I'd like to talk to him about there in the wilderness and the desert of temptation, how that he could destroy the very effect of temptation upon him because he was God in the flesh. How that he could be hungry one moment and tell his disciples, "Don't worry about me, I have meat to eat that you know not of." How that he could be seemingly weak in his human nature, and all of a sudden his divine nature would take over and he'd be God in the flesh. I'm looking forward to that conversation that we're going to have with the Lord. There's a treasure of heaven. I'm glad, thank God, we have the closeness of the Lord. We're going to rule and reign with him. Do you realize that? Over in the book of Revelation, chapter number 3, verse number 21, it says, "To him that overcometh." By the way, that's not him that overcomes by works either. You overcome by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. How you're an overcomer. "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me." There's the closeness that we'll have with the Lord. "Sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down at my Father at his throne." Oh, thank God, one day we're going to have a conversation with the Lord. And we're going to be close to God. We're going to have the crowns that he has for us, the rewards that's waiting for the child of God. And then we're going to reign and rule and reign with him throughout the ages. Oh, today, thank God, we shall reign with him. The Bible says, "And hath made us kings and priests. We shall reign on earth." That thousand-year reign of the Lord, he's going to have some people ruling with him. He's going to have some folks reigning with him. He's going to be the King of kings. He's going to be the potentate of all. He's going to be the ruler of all. But he's going to have some kings and priests with him. I found this little poem that's redeemed. It says, "A treasure in heaven laid up for all who came to the Savior redeemed from the fall. A crown, oh what glory, will be given to all. To the blood washed at Calvary, redeemed from the fall. The bride is now waiting her final call. Come away, my love, redeemed from the fall." Oh, I'm glad one day, thank God, we're going to hear him say, "Come away, my love." We're going to hear that song of the bridegroom. The song of Solomon is so vividly tells us the song of our Savior for his people. And we're going to hear him call, "Come up hither." And then we're going to experience the joys of heaven. We're going to experience the real treasures of heaven. Yes, we have treasures in Him. And all of it goes right back to that first message, in Him. We're redeemed because of Him. We're here this morning in the house of God because of Him. And we're going to be in heaven because of Him. Those precious treasures of the child of God. You can go on and on and on. I don't know how far we can go on that, but folks, we need to realize as a believer we have some treasures. This thing of Christianity is not just having your name on a roll. It's not just coming to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night. It's not just coming maybe on Wednesday night. It's not just doing things because we know people expect us to. No, salvation is a relationship that you have with the God of heaven, and He's given you treasures. He's got them buried. All we've got to do is find them. He's got them hid, the treasures of darkness, to the world. All the world today, they don't understand about this. There's nothing more sad than go to a funeral of a person that knew not God. Nothing more sad than go to a funeral when the family doesn't know God. You know what? They don't have any hope. These treasures are the reunion of the saints. Darkness to them. They don't understand that. They don't have that hope. And the Bible says we ought not to sorrow as those that have no hope, but thank God we have life before us. One day we'll be with the Lord. One day we'll be with those that's gone on. And these are great, magnificent, beautiful treasures of the believer. Treasures in heaven. The Bible says that where your treasure is, there shall your heart also be. Where's your heart this morning? If it's in this world, then folks, you got your treasures in the wrong place. You can turn it around. And where your heart is, your treasure will be. Where your treasure is, your heart will be. Doesn't matter which way you say it. Let me ask you this morning, do you have any treasures over on the other side? Do you know that you know that you know you're saved? Is heaven your home? Is heaven awaiting you? Have those that have gone on, will you meet them once again? Are you born again? Or today? We know not how long we'll be here. 60 years, or maybe by chance 40. Full of sorrow, full of troubles. And I'm glad one day, as a child of God, I'm going to fly away. I'm going to leave this world of wickedness and sin. I'm going to leave this world that my body will destroy me. You know, there's a lot of people this morning, I said they couldn't go to church because of their body. There's a lot of people not in church this morning because of the desires of the flesh have destroyed them. Because of the old lust of the old human nature literally torn them asunder and destroyed them. And I'm glad, thank God, one day I'm not going to have to worry about that. No body buffets us. We've got to keep it under subjection. Paul said, I die daily. Crucify the flesh. All those things. And I wonder this morning, are you saved? Are you laying up treasure, Christian? Are you laying up treasure over on the other side? If you're not, you surely ought to be. Because whether we realize it or not, those that have gone on are our treasures. Jesus Christ in heaven, He's our treasure. Those things that we've talked about today are our treasures for us. What about those rewards, those personal treasures that you need to be laying up on the other side? Are you doing that? Are you serving God? Are you right with the Lord? Are you faithful to God? Are you in relationship to the Lord and fellowship with Him? If not, then you ought to take this day, this morning, and get everything right so that you can lay up treasures in heaven. Let's stand this morning.